Today's share in the Dear Shur Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Kuf Tes Vav Omud Beis. We're in the third volume of Mishnah Berurah. We have begun Simin Shin Yud Aleph, which deals with the halachos of a dead body on Shabbos, and we're up to Sif Dalet on the very top line. The Mechaber starts off and he says, Yesh mi she'omer, there is an opinion that states, Shelo hitzrichu kikar otinok el lameis orom. That those previous shurim we had yesterday and the day before were discussed that in order to be able to move a mace, you should put a dover heter on top of the mace or on the side of the mace in order to be able to move the mace from the mita, because it's a basis the dover also dover mutter. So that din was only dealing with a mace that Nebuch was unclothed, a naked mace. Avol the Mechaber says, Imhu bechesuso, if the person is wearing clothing, ein tzarich kikar otinok. The clothing can be the dover heter over here that allows you to move the mita with the mace on it, because there's also clothing that's heter on it. And therefore, in this situation, the Mechaber says, you do not need to have a kikar or a tinok on the side of the mace in order to be able to move the mita. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot and Tez Zayin. Besiv ze hosiv, the Mechaber is teaching and adding on in this sif the following. Da'afilu im ha-meis lovush bo achshav, even if the mace is wearing clothing right now, gam kein mahane kemo kikor v'tinok. The clothing that the mace is wearing suffices just like if you had a kikor or a tinok on the bed of the mace. Ubeveis Yosef hikshal zeh. However, the Beis Yosef did not like this. And he says, de'lehevei yaksuz batu l'gabei. Why don't we say that the garments that the mace is wearing are subordinate to his body and therefore are as if they aren't there? And he says, "I'm in the Magen Avraham." She issued the Magen Avraham resolved this issue that the Beis Yosef brought forward. And he says, "The davka tachrichin, the burial shrouds, they are betelin etzlo to the mace she'enu osed lefashtam, because they're never coming off. They're going to stay there to tchias mace. Avol hamalbushim shayalovush be'michayim, but clothing that the mace was wearing while he was still alive, bevad they osed lehavshitan me'alov. You're going to take those off when you bury the person." They ain't betelin etzlo, therefore they're not considered subordinate to the mace, and therefore they are, according to this mechaber, separate items, and therefore can be considered like a dover heter. However, he says, the Mishnah Berurah, that is, ayin mashik osamnu bebir halacha, sheterid ze eino meruvach. He brings down, look inside the bir halacha, which we'll wheel in a second, that says that there are difficulties with this teretz of the Magen Avraham. And if you look in the bir halacha, dibra masko, yesh mi sha'omer v'chulei, and if you go three lines into that Dibra Maskel, the Chofetz Chaim himself says, "Laniyas dati yesh lefakvek b'din zetuva." He says there are a number of things that are wrong that I don't fully understand with this reconciliation of the Magen Avraham of the Beis Yosef's question. If you go a little bit further, he brings down from the Gemara in Shabbos and Daf Kuf Mem Beis. It says behedja. The hamotzi odem shu lavush b'vegadim. If you go and carry a person on Shabbos who's wearing clothing, you're only chayiv in that situation for carrying the person, a live person. The potter af ala begodim, meiv sha begodim tveilo. And you're not chayiv on the person because it's chay nosi esatzmo, at least midaraisa. And the clothing that you're carrying, they are tofel to the live person. And the Eliyahu Rabba asks over there, and he gives terutzim over there on this in the name of the Maral, that that's only dafko bi odum chay, that's with a live person. Avo bi odaneis hariyu osid lavshita meilo. But with a dead person, again, as we pointed out, the clothing will definitely be taken off when they bury the person to put him in his shrouds. And therefore, lo betile legabe vehem kikar vitinok. And they have the halacha status of the kikar and the tinok, and this is similar to what the Magen Avraham said. But the Mishnah Berurah says that dochuk ma'o. This is very difficult to understand. As the Mishnah Berurah explains, the halo kisuso, his clothing, bevadai be'es shehu lavushbo, when he's wearing them, tzarech lo lesash mishgufo yoser imitaso. This is different than the bed that the mace is lying upon, because the mace doesn't lie there undressed. And nevertheless, afilu hochi, gam b'mitaso, likewise with the bed, after bevade osid l'salko mimenu l'besof, you're going to remove him from the bed. Nevertheless, afilu hochi, muchak b'gemara. The Gemara tells us, the kozman sheshochi ba imrotze l'tata lo tzorich kikor tinok. You can't say the bed is going to be removed, and therefore you don't need a kikor tinok, but you do need a kikor tinok. And therefore, lo hitiru mishum hamita gufa, we don't allow the bed to be considered something over here that you're allowed to move as a dover heter. And therefore, vadai after osid l'salko mimenu, even though you're going to eventually take it away, afal pike, nevertheless, kozman sheshochi v'aleh chashiva tveilalo u'betel l'gabe. We don't consider the bed to be a separate item, and it's considered subordinate to the mace, even though you're obviously going to take that away. And therefore, im Ken kol shekein b'vigardav. Certainly the clothing. Kol zman shu lavush ben tfeilin lo b'teilin. They should be subordinate to the mace. Legabe. Kivan shu tzarich lenata, since he needs them right now. V'lo nechshav kikikar v'tinok. And therefore, the Mishnah Berurah is puzzled by this entire discussion and says the discussion is dachuk ma'od. The issue foot number 25 brings down from Nissan Karlich Shlita that the outer coat that a person has also is not considered Nechshav Kikikar O Tinok. Kivan Shigam Hu Bata LeMace. Even the outer coat, which if you were to take it off, the mace won't be naked. Nevertheless, that's still considered subordinate to the mace. And he adds, Shua Din B'talis Shemuchusabo Mace. Likewise, the talis that the mace is wearing, or B'samim that are Munachim Al Gabav, the spices that you put on to mask any odor. Shahol munachim imo lechavdo, since they're there for the covered for the mace, harehem betelim ilov, they're subordinate to the mace, and they can't be considered like the kikar or a tinok. In any event, let's go weiter, sithei. The Mechaber writes, im tzorech lemkom ha-mace, if you need the place where the mace is, o ledover shemace munachalov, or the thing that the mace is lying on, then mutel atatul minatzad, then you're allowed to go and do tiltul minatzad to the mace, which means, dahinu shahovchum mimita lemita, you can tilt the mace from one mita into another mita, tilt that to another mita, etc. Kivin de letzorech dover hamutu, as we've spoken out already many times in the previous shiurim, you're allowed to do tiltum and atzad when it's not letzorech the dover muktz itself, but you need it for the place or you need it for some dover heter. The Mishnah Berurah says in Sifkat Yud Zayin, Rotsu Lomar, the Mechaber is telling us over here, Shein kavanaso betiltul bishul hameis gufa. You're not being metaltel over here for the purposes of the mace. Shu asa betiltul, that would be asur. El bishul hamakom o hadover shumunachalov. You need the place where the mace is, or you need the thing that the mace is lying on. Shu muta betiltul, that is allowed, tiltul minatzad, in order for the benefit of that place or for that item. Then the Mechaber tells us a din that we already brought down previously, but the Gemara in Shabbos, lo itiru l'taltel ayde kikar or tinok ela b'meis bilvad. The only time you're permissible to use the kikar or the tinok is for the benefit of the mace himself. Avol, lo b'shar dvarim harsum l'taltel, but you can't do this kikar or tinok methodology for any other mukta item. Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot Yud Ches, ayin le'el simin shin ches, siv hei, b'mishnah Berurah shom, Sivkot Chav Vav. Now, there's an interesting Ber Hetev over here that I think is kedai for us to see. Sif Katan Yud Aleph in the Ber Hetev. He brings down, in regards to the discussion that we just had with the clothing on the mace, he brings down, why did David HaMelech, Olav HaShalom, when he died on Shabbos, why was it necessary in that situation? The Gemara says that Shlomo HaMelech put a kikar, a tinok, on him. David lo haya arum. David wasn't unclothed. Damrinan ivchas darga mituseyu mace. The Gemara there describes how David HaMelech was walking on the steps and wind rustled outside and he heard a crack in a tree and it distracted him from his learning and he died. So he was obviously wearing clothing. V'shamati he brings the big day David hayu muktzin, the asu l'chol adam l'ashen. He says the king's clothing is different, so it's not able to be worn by anybody else. And therefore, the shrofen al hamlochim, since you burn the clothing of the melech, so therefore nobody else can wear it. So those items were subordinate to the king totally and wouldn't be worn by anybody else. He brings down the name of the shalah, the taz, and the Magen Avraham. Now we go to Sivvav. The Mechaber writes, Mei samutu b'chama, if you have nebuch a dead person in the sun, and he will deteriorate, will decay in the sun, vein lehem mokum l'taltalo, and there is no place that you can move him to, o shalo ratzu l'hazizo mimkomo, for whatever the reason, they do not wish to remove him from that place. So the mace is going to decay in the sun. So what should you do? You're not allowed to build an ohel on a mace. So boin shnei b'ni odom. So the Mechaber has a suggestion that you have two people come. V'yoshvim mishnei tzadav, have one to the left and one to the right of the mace. Cham lehem milamato, when they feel the heat from beneath them, so they're not on the ground, they don't want to be on the ground. Zeh mevi mitaso v'yoshiv olel. This one brings his bed and he puts it on the ground next to the mace. And the zeh mevi mitaso v'yoshiv olel. And the other one brings his bed and brings it on the ground next to the mace. Now, cham lehem milamato, now they feel the heat from above. Zeh mevi machatzeles uporis agabav. This one brings some sort of a hard mat and is allowed to stand it up over him. And the other one, likewise, to the right of the mace, brings a hard mat and stands it up in some way. So the shade from these two mats are now protecting the two people and as well the mace. Now, says Zokit Mitoso, person A on the left is allowed to leave. He picks up his bed and leaves. V'nishmat, v'holichlo, and his bed is gone, but the mat is still staying there as a shade. And likewise, the person on the right, zezokit mitoso, v'nishmat, v'holichlo, he picks up his bed and leaves. And what are you left with? V'nimtzeis mechitza asui me'alel. You now have these two mats that are on the top that are still there, they're strong and sturdy enough that they can stand by themselves, so therefore you now have essentially made an ohel over here in a permissible fashion. The tops of these two mats are next to each other, and the two other ends are on the ground, standing up, and you essentially have covered up the mace and protected the mace from the sun in a permissible fashion. The Mishnah Berurah explains this if cut in your test. The original bed is put down so they're not lying on the floor because it's too hot. There could have been a question over here. Since they're not going to need these beds aren't essential to the formation of the ohel over the mace, as we've already just read in the Mechaber. And the only thing that's left afterwards is the machatzelis that's standing over the mace. So, why do we need to have the beds underneath the two people and only then afterwards the machatzelis? You could have had the two people lying there and just bring the machatzelis over there. And this way you'd have the same thing. Why did he need the beds? What did the beds accomplish over here? As long as the mace is covered up, that's what we care about. Why did we need the beds for the two people to the left and the right of the mace to lie down? So the Mishnah Berurah tells us, because when you have the beds there, it's more recognizable that you're putting up over here the mats to cover you from the sun. It's to cover you. But also, lasos ohel aroi letzorach hameis, and you're not allowed to make an ohel aroi for the mace, but you are allowed to do it apparently over here for yourself. Aval hashto nikor shosu letzorach atzmon. If you're doing it for yourself, so then it's not a problem. The issue foot number 16 brings down why it's not a problem for you to do it for yourself. Ayin sham. And he says, the Mishnah Berurah continues, Shahari kishacham lehem milamate viyumita. When it was hot underneath them, they brought the beds. And then people will see this. Viyomru, shagam ha-machatzelis heviyu mitrila rak mishalatzman. Just like he brought the bed to protect himself from the heat below, so too, he's bringing the mats now to protect himself from the heat above. Mishnah Berurah sivkot and chav. Afterwards, when you've set up the whole thing, you can then remove your bed and leave. Rotz Lomar, the Mishnah Berurah is telling us that the Mechaber said, Shazokfa umasira, you can take your bed away, lift it up, and bring it and take it away. And it's left over there that the mats are standing over the mace. These mats over here are hard, and they have enough sturdiness to them that they'll stand up on their own without being attached to the bed. And therefore, we've accomplished creating an oil in the mace in a permissible way. The Mishnah says also, "Va'ayin in the Morgan Avraham, the Imhumis Yari Shol Yasriya Chameis V'Yitzdarcholot says Shari Lifro Shalov Machatzelis Tehedja." If there is a concern that this is going to take too long, and that the mace is going to go and deteriorate during this period of time, you can just put it straight out. Shari Lifros Olav Machatzelis Lehedja. One should be careful not to make an ohel. That would be an issur d'oraisa over here. But if there is a concern that the mace is going to deteriorate and decay and everybody's going to have to leave that area, then you are allowed to do this directly without having to go through the scenario that the Mechaber described over there with the two people with the beds next to them. Siv Zayin, the Mechaber writes, Mutur losu chameis. A person is allowed to go and do sicha to a mace. Sicha, the Mishnah Berurah says, in Sif Katan Chof Aleph, sicha hu b'shemen. When you were talking about doing anointing over here, sicha, it means with oil. V'hadocha, that which the next words of the Mechaber, v'lahadicha, which we have in parentheses, would mean with water. V'hayinu b'mayim karm, and we're talking here about cold water. V'atam, the reason why this is allowed, b'choze shetiru, with the oil or with the water. D'zeo lav b'chlal tiltol el demagia ba'amu, because when you're putting the oil or the water on the mace, you're just touching the mace and you're not moving the mace. And therefore, kivon she'ein mace is bo'ever, since you're not moving even a limb on the mace, it's permitted to touch it. Dishifut number 19 brings down, however, we learned already in Simon Shinches, according to the Mogen Avram, negia l'tzorach hadavra mukta asura. If you're doing it for the benefit of the item that's mukta, you're not even allowed to touch it. And over here, Mashitiru Kanlin Gob Bimuksa, here, why do they allow you to anoint the mace or put water on the mace and touch the mace? So the Prisha and the Prima Godim explain that according to the Morgan of Ram, Lohutra Dover El Bimace. This is a special unique heter only for the mace, Mishum Kvodo, because of human dignity. However, it brings down that the Mishnah Berurah himself, Paskins like the Vilna Gaon, Kedas Agra, Shehitir Lingoa, Aflutzorach HaDover Mukza, that there is no problem touching a Dover Mukza, even if it's for the purpose or benefit of that Dover HaMukza. The issue foot number 18 brings down the lichotis hameis b'mayim chamim shuchum yer Shabbos, to go and wash the body of the mace with warm water that was prepared before Shabbos. So then the tila l'david brings down from the radach that that's forbidden. Osir. Why? Chashash shimlohu mitzuyim mayim chamim. If you didn't have hot water prepared from before Shabbos, you may come to go and lechami mayim karm and heat up cold water. As the Shulchan Aruch says in Siman Shin Chavav, Legabe Shah Rechitza Bechamim B'Shabbos, in regards to other types of permissible uses of water on Shabbos that were heated up before Shabbos, there is this concern sometimes that if we allow you to do this, even though there's no problem, you may come to heat up water on Shabbos. We'll wait till we get to Shin Chavav to discuss this in greater detail. In any event, back to the Mechaber, who said that you are allowed to go and anoint the mace or wash the mace with cold water. Likewise, the lishmot hakar mitachtov, you can pull out the pillow from underneath the mace. Kadesh lo yasriach, that will, the heat of the pillow will sometimes facilitate the decay of the body, so you remove the pillow over here so it won't be so hot, and therefore the body won't decay. Mishabur explains in Sivkot and Chabbeis, aval also lishmot hameis mi'agabe kiko, but you can't move the mace from on top of the pillow. That would be wrong. That would be touching the mace, moving the mace, which is awesome. However, the minhag is to do this, that they lift the mace up from the pillows and cushions that he's on, i.e. the kikar, by placing a kikar on the mace, and therefore you're allowed to move the mace, like we discussed earlier. However, and this is, they allow this even in a place where there's no concern that the mace will decay. The Mishmur says that's wrong, and you should protest. However, everybody agrees that to pull out the pillows or the cushions from underneath the mace so he won't be masriach, that is definitely allowed. The issue for number 21 brings down to remove the clothing from the mace on Shabbos. So the Shevet HaLevi, Rav Ozer Zatzal, brings down Shafa b'shikos v'kafa chayim b'shem ha-pesach ha-dvir shamina g'chever k'disha b'kilos izem r'hoyo l'poshtom k'disha lo yesriach, even though that was the minhag there, that they would take off the clothing on Shabbos in order to prevent decay, and they allowed this all year round, even during the colder days when it wasn't a concern because of low plug, but that's because most of the time it was hot there, so therefore they allowed it to prevent the decay of the mace. This also was the opinion of the Gesher Chaim. However, mikom mokum la'alocha os lasos kein. But the Chayyadim brings down, you shouldn't do this. Nei shegorim b'kach letiltul evarim mace, because you end up moving the mace this way, and it's also to do so. It brings down halocha l'maisa at the time that the Chazon Ish Zatzal died. He died on Friday night. Lo hivshitu imenu es b'gadol, they did not take off his clothing. Mishabur continues and he says, v'miktsas mekomos noagim lahatzim einav. In some places, the custom was to close the eyes of the mace, even on Shabbos, and to straighten out the limbs that they shouldn't remain bent. Rigor mortis would set in, and the body would remain in a bent position. You want to straighten out the limbs. The omrim, the isa bazar shisakona, and the reason behind this is because it says in the Zohar that this is dangerous. The afterdover is the eno lo shorish al piyadin, even though there is no marker in Bavli, in Yerushalmi, and in Poskim to do this other than the Zohar. And Dishu foot number 22 reminds us that the din is whenever the Zohar argues against our Gemara, we follow the nigla and we don't follow the nistar. We follow the Gemara in the poskim. Mishmur continues, the Mishnah, Iso de Ein Matzim, Ein of Shalmeis, the Kain, Shalo Yozis Boever. And our Mishnah tells us, in fact, that you're not allowed to close the eyes of the Mace on Shabbos, you're not allowed to move any of the limbs. The Cholowi shown him Sosmu Kain, Ukamosha Pasim Shulchan Aruch. We'll read in the Shulchan Aruch in a moment, and this is the Psak of the poskim, that you're not allowed to do this. Nevertheless, the Mishmur says, Mikomokum, Bemokum, Shanoagu, if people do follow the Zohar, Ein Limchos, you don't have to protest. Kivan Sheishlem Smach, Apia Zohar, because they do have the Zohar to rely upon. However, if you look at the Zohar carefully, it only talks about closing the eyes. That's a sakana. But straightening out the limbs, it doesn't mention at all. The Mishmur says, you don't have the right to do this. However, the issue foot number 23 does bring down that if a guy were to do this, the Aruch HaShulchan says it's okay to have a guy do the straightening out of the limbs on Shabbos. Mishabur then quotes the El Yerabba. The El Yerabba Kosav. In places where they're afraid, if they don't straighten out the limbs, and rigor mortis will set in, and this will be a bizoyim for the mace, that situation, Yasu Kamosha Kosav B'Mordechai, then you should do it the way the Mordechai says you're allowed to do it. Shemaniach Kikar, you place a piece of bread, or Shar Dover Shemutal Taltov Chanal, or any other thing that you can use to move the body in a permissible way. I'll also Nevarim on those limbs, Vidochek Alovin, you press down on them, Achi Poshtu Evarim, and in this way you do doing it in a somewhat heterodic way if you feel it's necessary to do so because of bizoyon of the mace. The reason why we said you're allowed to pull out the pillows from underneath the mace, shelo yasriach, the Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Chav Gimel explains, Aydechom hakarim b'kasasos, as I explained, the heat of the pillows and the cushions underneath the mace will heat up and cause further decay. The Mishnah says you likewise are allowed to sprinkle vinegar on the clothing of the mace, and this will prevent decay until after Shabbos is over. And then they will be able to do the tahara without the problem of the ready the body decaying, brought down in the name of the Achronim. Back to the Mechaber, he says, when you do this, however, you have to be very careful not to move any of the limbs of the mace. The Mishnah Berurah says in Sivkot and Chav Dalet, if the mace nebuch is dirty with all sorts of mud and waste, until it's disgusting, then you would be allowed to move him via the methodology of the kikar or the tinok, and wash them even by hand. Don't use a cloth because we're concerned more about schita. But if the nes is not filthy, you shouldn't do this. And even for a non-Jewish person to do this is not allowed. Finally, the Chabad continues and he says, "If the mouth is open and going to open up further, you can tie off the mouth in a way that it won't further open up. But you can't close it in any way, even partially. Because that's called moving the aver of the jaw. Based upon this reasoning, here's what the Chabad tells us: one doesn't close the eyes. This is what the Mishnah brought down previously. Based upon the Mishnah, we do not close the eyes on Shabbos, albeit the Zohar said you can. With this, we conclude today's shiur.